With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
We just got to figure it out. We got to figure it out. Just like the regular season, you might lose two in a row and then you go on the winning streak. So just having that same mentality and just, you know, we playing the same team. So, you know, we know what they're doing. And yeah, that's pretty much it. That's the message. Just got to stay focused and make sure that we're keeping an eye on the prize.
That's the sound of the very disappointed horn.
Clippers in six.
Clippers Nation.
All we gotta do is win a second game versus the Mavericks this year.
Oh, no, no. I was about to say, we just have to win one. It'd be great to win one.
It'd be great to win one game.
Wow.
In the playoffs. We have, hey, good news. We won a quarter. We outscored them in the second quarter of game two. It's the only time we've done it.
I have more good news.
Oh, what's that?
Kawhi Leonard and Paul George combined for 69 points.
Oh, that is so sexy.
Nice.
It's
Kawhi Leonard looked great tonight. 41 points, six rebounds, four assists. Nice line. I like that line.
Well, I truly wondered on the last show, well, I think all we need is at least two of our three leading scorers, but I was wrong because we had two of our three leading scorers. We had Paul George.
I'd have to run it back. I feel like I said we needed three guys to play great.
Yeah, you were right. I was wrong.
Oosh.
We got two guys. Marcus Morris has been a non-factor.
Well, he did come through with
6 fouls.
2 threes late in the game. That was nice to finally see him hit some.
Did he actually hit a second three?
Yeah, he hit 2 threes. I'm pretty sure.
I thought it was just the one.
I don't even know. Honestly, it was a bummer.
That's what I'm saying. It was a bummer.
It was a bummer. Should we start recording?
That's a great idea. Why did this team tank? Why did we tank? To avoid a team we swept in the regular season.
Oh, that's the question, man. That's the million
dollars. So we could play a team that we went 1-2 versus, including the worst loss in franchise history. So I'm trying to wrap my brain around why we did it, and I justified why we did it because we needed our guys to be healthy, but all we had to do was win one of those games.
Look, here's what I want to run back to. I will quote myself right after that happened when I said I would prefer that we are playing our best and then get to the postseason and stumble, but know that we were doing our best as opposed to what we did, which is lay up for a couple of games, potentially lose momentum, and then go into the postseason and wonder what if. And we're wondering what if. Now, let's be clear. It's not a two-game series.
No, it's not.
It's not a two-game series, but it is difficult watching the team as it is being put out there on the court, coached, and as they are playing, except for Paul George and Kawhi Leonard.
Right.
It's difficult to see how we beat the Mavericks with us playing the way we are playing and the way they are playing right now, because they just seem to make everything. And we seem to be, for most of the game. Now, I will be clear with you, Clippers fans. I have not been at a game all season.
Right.
Or last season.
You haven't been to a game in over a year. Over a calendar year.
In over a year. So I was losing my mind a little bit in glee and nostalgia and good feelings.
Sure.
I got my vaccination. I'm out there in the world again. And so it was difficult for me to fully track.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't keeping notes like I usually do watching a game. Yeah. All those things said. It sure, you tell me on Twitter if I'm wrong, Clippers Nation, it sure seemed to me like we were running down to the other end of the court, hoisting up a three. Standing still, dribbling the ball in ISO, and then hoisting up a three.
Right.
Like, it just didn't seem like we were running plays. It didn't seem like we were moving the
ball.
Where's
the ball movement from the beginning of the season?
What happened to the touch the paint rule? Come in, touch the paint, come back, kick it out.
Absolutely.
And now, so now we have to see what happens next.
There's no possible way. There is no possible way that Ty Lue starts these same five.
Well, this is what this is a good question.
It's not possible.
It seems to me. And I know what I would do. Why don't you tell me what you would do? Would you change your starting five?
I would immediately go to the starting five that we started the season with, which was Pat Beverly, Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, Serge Ibaka, Nicholas Batum. That is what I would immediately do. I would also really look long and hard at maybe swapping Rondo for Pat Beverly, and there you go. Now, we know that's
my difference with what you just said, is that I think I would consider starting Rondo.
Okay, so I'd, you would start it. Rondo,
Batum,
Serge,
Paul George, Kawhi Leonard.
Right.
Why not? Because
the
honestly,
only thing I would do
honestly
is
any experience that this team has as far as playing with each other, it would be about passing and making plays, which again, watching tonight, didn't really seem to be happening.
And remember,
it wasn't just missing shots.
No. And remember when I kept hemming and hawing about the breaking the season down into quarters?
I remember the hemming,
three,
but I don't remember.
You don't remember the
hawing?
Oh, it sounded like this. Anyway, so
I remember it.
I broke the season down in quarters and I broke the season down in thirds. Mm. And the best we did was in act one, the first third, and the best we did was in the first quarter of the season. And what was our starting five during that first quarter? It was the guys that I mentioned.
Yes,
Pat Bev, Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, Nicholas Batum, and Serge Ibaka. Serge Ibaka's getting like no minutes. Boogie's literally getting
six
no minutes.
Minutes for Serge Ibaka.
What is going on?
I don't know. And he looked nice when he was out there, I thought. He only got 2 points, but I thought
he looked
nice.
He got a block. He went out there and got a block. Zoo was horrible tonight and frustrated and yelling at his own teammates, which I don't like to see.
You're talking about Zubats, who was out on the court for 22 minutes and got 2 points? That's Zubats?
That's what I'm talking about.
He did get 6 rebounds. He was out-rebounding Porzingis.
Porzingis is classically a bad rebounder. He's
an
oversized
bad rebounder.
So I would definitely start Ibaka. What do you have to lose except for another game? The last time this team won was May 13th. It was 12 days ago.
Well, you tell me. The big to me, I think to a lot of Clippers fans, the big indictment of Doc Rivers was not just that he lost a 3-1 lead. It was that he did it and made no adjustments.
Yes.
As it happened. So
in those three losses in a row.
I will say, I feel like Ty Lue's got to do something because hoping that the shots fall.
Right. Because they aren't.
Isn't really doing it for us.
No, I actually think that being away will help us. I really do. I think this team will respond to a very heated environment. There is no law in Texas, so I'm sure it'll be a capacity crowd. So I think the team is going to go in as that underdog that they prefer.
Yeah.
And hopefully the pressure will be off them. All the pressure was on them tonight, and Dallas responded.
Yeah, I mean, look, they shot over 50% from three and just over 50% from the free throw line. But
They were horrible from the free throw line,
we,
Dallas.
We shot under 40% from three, which is not terrible.
But it's not us.
But it's not 53% from three.
Which is what they were,
Dallas.
Because
our field goal percentage was pretty similar.
Dallas
we were 53, they were 58. That's not that far off.
You're telling me that Dallas as a team made half their threes?
No, I'm telling you they made more than half their threes. They went 18 of 34, and we went 13 of 33.
Yikes.
That's how it went. And the rest of the stats were not that far off, except that, and we beat them points in the paint, but that's going to happen when you have a kind of close game at times and they're crushing you on threes. Where are the points going to come from?
Yeah, we
it's going to almost have to be in the paint.
We need to see an adjustment right now. We need to see Friday night a new starting five. Look, Paul George and Kawhi Leonard are your guys. That's not going to change. They got a sexy 69. I have no ill will towards Paul George, literally. Like, I think he played very well in
tonight.
Game two. I thought Kawhi played brilliantly in game two.
Oh, boy. Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you're like, man, if only he scored 50. I mean, the guy scored 41 points.
Well, at what point in the game you looked at me and said, Kawhi Leonard's going to have to score 50.
Yeah, he needed
and to. We really needed him to, and you can't put that on him.
I think the largest lead we've had in this series is 4 points. And I still am trying to wrap my brain around why we tanked to face these guys. I just don't understand it. We perform poorly versus this team,
Dallas. I'm just not buying it that this is just what happened because we were resting guys. It just didn't seem like we were trying to beat those last two teams.
Yeah, you know what we need to do?
We're setting it up.
We need to turn it on. Yeah, that's what we need
you
to
start
do.
The car
Clipper
to turn.
Nation.
You mean the Vivid? We need to are we still turn in the Vivid on. Seats arena?
We're back in the Vivid Seats.
Each seat more vivid than the next. We're going to be right back after this small break. But before we go to commercial, let's hear from our fearless leader, the man, the myth, the legend, Kawhi Leonard, two-time NBA Final MVP.
I mean, that's what we got to do. We got to get stops. We have to get stops. You're not going to make every shot. It's the NBA. Those coaches and good players over there, they're going to make adjustments to get the ball out the best players' hands or just make it harder for them. But we got to make shots. I mean, we got to make them miss shots. We got to play defense. And, you know, shooting 58%, 52 from the three is just not going to cut it. Like I said, we gotta play defense. We gotta figure this out. Just come in and see what we're doing wrong. There's a lot of too many easy baskets out there, for Dallas. And
I just got a great piece of news from you, my broadcast partner, Burbank Hank. We won that fourth quarter.
We did by 3 points.
That just doubled our quarter win total from 1-2.
Here we are again 15 years ago as Clippers fans, excited that we are within 10 games of being 500 at home. We're just grasping at straws.
Yeah, oh yeah.
We're grasping at straws. And again, hey, for those of you who are wondering why we don't broadcast after losses, this is why. It's a bummer. I listen to other podcasts like the day after a loss, and I'm like, oh, this is so depressing. Well, it's a bummer. It's a bummer to lose your two home games. I know that home court advantage is kind of like arguable, you know, in this day and age. But I'm here to tell you, in Dallas, they're at like 70-something percent capacity in their arena.
Oh, really?
They are going to have a home court advantage, and they're probably not going to have dozens of Lakers fans all around cheering against the other home team. Like, we literally had other Lakers fans around us in Lakers jersey while the Lakers were playing on TV, and instead of watching their own team
in the playoffs
play a great comeback and beat the Suns, they were inside the arena cheering against the Clippers, who are not their rival. The Celtics are their rival.
I know more about L Word
history. Leave us alone, man.
Than most of these L Word fans.
Leave us alone. Let us lose in peace. We don't need your help.
Golly.
Man, it was just a bummer. It's just a bummer. So I think we have to make some massive adjustments. Maybe it isn't about going back to the original starting five. I do just really think we tried out all these different lineups throughout the year because of injuries.
Right.
So why not try something different?
We need to try something different. We need to get Luke Kennard some minutes. I'm really... So Luke Kennard
doesn't create his own shot. You have to spoon feed him his shots, which is a problem. But then again, there were guys not knocking down shots.
Right.
Or else maybe Kawhi Leonard would have doubled off of assists.
I think this is an excellent exercise in Foley art. Isn't that what the art of sound design is?
No, I think that Foley art is when you make fake sounds for things. Oh, you are doing a Foley art.
I'm doing Foley art.
Oh, is that the jingling of the chains at Ebenezer Scrooge in the Christmas Carol?
Yeah, we are haunted by
Clippers past.
Well, I guess here's
Donald
the thing.
Donald Sterling is rolling over in his grave made of piles of... Not really. Not really.
Not in the NBA, he's not.
Not in the NBA.
Well, Clipper Nation, I know you're depressed. I know Burbank, Hank, and I sure are.
We're bummed.
It's just such a bummer because, look, how do you sit there and watch those two games and think, oh, we'll be back in L.A. for game five?
You got to believe. We're certainly not rooting for the Mavs at this point. It's still possible. It's not like we're down 3-1. And by the way, we certainly know you can be down 3-1 and then turn a series around. We've been on the bad end of that.
Sure, and Kawhi Leonard has come back from being down 0-2 before in his past, in
maybe
just two Kristaps, seasons
maybe
ago.
Maybe Kristaps Porzingis will go to the club again.
He'll be home, so he'll go to his home club.
You got fined $50,000, by the way, for going to that club.
But he wasn't any health and safety protocol, blah, blah, blah.
I don't know how that works.
I don't know how it works either. I don't understand it.
I think if you're vaccinated, it doesn't matter. Like
Game three is a must-win situation.
It's a must-win. Let's get back to the point.
Game three is a
must-win
situation.
We gotta win.
And
can't go down 3-1.
And if we don't win game three, that's it. Nobody's come back from 3-0 in NBA history.
I don't see how the team that beat us by 50 points, the record franchise loss for the Los Angeles Clippers.
Yep.
Oh, sorry, 51. I don't see how that team comes back and wins three in a row against a team like this with Luka Doncic, who the shot, he's Steph Curry shooting, man.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
crazy.
With,
the three.
Bigger and thicker.
Like five. Yeah, he's thick. Yeah. He looks like Blake Griffin draining threes.
Speaking of Blake Griffin.
Oh.
I remember watching Clipper games and seeing Blake and Chris Paul whine and fuss.
Oh, boy.
And complain to the refs.
Sure. We've talked about it. We've talked about it.
It was a lot to deal with. And it was embarrassing.
Yeah.
They never did what Luka
does. Oh, my gosh. Luka literally walking around the court talking to himself.
It's crazy.
And hysterical laughing over bad calls.
He's a crazy person.
Up 10.
Yeah.
Up 10 in the first quarter.
A crazy
up 10 in the first quarter, walking around like talking to himself, chattering, jabbering.
Oh yeah,
really crazy. I saw a homeless lady today.
Yes, go on.
On my drive to the stadium,
acting similar
with no pants on.
Oh,
long shirt.
Sure.
So hoping something else going on, covered in I'm hoping mud. She seemed more. She seemed more with it than Luka Doncic.
He's nuts.
He's nuts. Because when you watch him on TV, they're showing him.
Right.
He literally, Clippers fans, literally after every call.
Clomps around.
Is stomping around. laughing hysterically.
Yeah, like the Joker. Like,
and shaking his hands.
He's lost his marbles.
It's
and
really
he's up
crazy.
2-0.
And he's up 2-0. At that moment, I remember thinking, maybe it was 7. I remember thinking,
yeah, it was 7.
Man, they're up 7 points.
Early.
And it's like the first quarter. What is he doing? They had all the momentum.
Right.
That's the really bummer thing here is that you look at the final score and it looks like, oh, it wasn't that bad. But the truth is we never had control of this game.
No, and we were – game one, we were in late.
There were moments where we didn't really have momentum.
We
but
were
you
never
could
in this,
say we had some leads.
We got within 5 was as close as we got late. Game one, we were tied 100-100 with 3 minutes left.
But they had 100 points in the third quarter tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez, Louise Lemon squeeze, man.
It was 98-90 in the third quarter. It's a real nice takeaway that we whooped them in that fourth quarter, though. 29-26.
Yeah.
But we only scored 19 points in the third quarter, and that's just not going to cut it. And also, we just haven't been playing D on these guys. Letting them score at will.
Well, and really, honestly, you live by the three, you die by the three. The real truth is that our threes are not
falling. Yeah.
They're not falling, but I don't also feel like we're setting ourselves up for success. In game one, late, there was a play where Paul George came running down, stopped at the three-point line, and hoisted up a three.
Right.
Contested. And I just thought, I really don't understand what we're doing. Where's the ball movement?
What is this
ISO stuff? What is this hoisting up shots?
Right.
I thought our defense was pretty good tonight. I thought that we were.
I disagree.
We were.
We gave up 98 points.
We gave up 127
in
points
three
in
three quarters at one point. They got to Lawler's.
If they'd been making free throws, it would have been an even uglier game.
Way uglier.
And by the way, I did that with mind control.
Yes, you stopped a lot of those free throws in the
building. Gave myself a weird headache visualizing the ball going certain directions, and I think it worked, and I think I might be a Wiccan.
Yeah, I think.
Or a Warlock.
I think you're a Hufflepuff or a Slytherin.
I'd like to think I'm Hufflepuff, but I'm probably Slytherin.
Luka Doncic is the biggest baby that
I've
seen.
What a baby.
Maybe ever. Complaining, gets away with it, although I guess he's the most teed, or one of the most teed guys, and now you see why.
Oh, yeah, because he's a complainy Janie.
Oh, it's the worst.
Hey, how many Clippers do you think made it into double digits tonight? You know that Chris Kowild.
Yes, that's me.
Likes to say that the Clippers are going to win when six guys get in double digits. Chris, how many players do you think got in double digits?
Well, Paul George and Kawhi Leonard each got in double digits combined.
69. Nice.
There was a third play. Reggie Jackson definitely got into double digits.
Yeah,
that's three.
He started slow, but then he got hot for us.
He had a hot moment, and that's it.
That's it. Marcus Morris 9 points, but frankly, he drained 2 threes right before he fouled out, and before then, he had more fouls than points for most of the game.
Marcus Morris is literally the problem.
Nick Batum 9 points. Terrence Mann came in. What did he come in, third quarter or fourth quarter? Fourth quarter?
Third.
Late in the third?
Yeah.
He scored 8 points, had 5 rebounds. Terrence Mann looked
great.
Nice.
How many minutes? How many minutes for Mann?
15 points, 8 points.
8 points in 15 minutes. Ty Lue finally goes to
ninth guy. He had 1 point less than Marcus Morris with 10 less minutes on the court. Three more rebounds.
Man is the ninth.
Obviously not a positional matchup, but I'm just saying.
I believe Man is the ninth man used, not 10th. Because literally it's our starting five, and then it's Rondo, it's Reggie Jackson, mm-hmm. it's Batum, mm-hmm. it's Man. Mm-hmm. I'm not forgetting anybody.
Ibaka.
Oh, of course. Ibaka, who played 6 minutes.
Yeah, 6 minutes, 2 points.
Something is up with that. So that's a 10-man rotation, except for not really, because Ibaka's only played 6 minutes, and Manny went to super late. Ty Lue, you gotta do something different, pal.
He's going to have to do something.
Working.
I felt like this was going to be an indictment on Ty Lue. This is a coaching thing.
Right.
Right? Paul George came and shot. Everybody wasn't shooting, but again, 40-something percent from three is not terrible percentage from three.
Was that what we shot, 40% from
three?
Didn't
I say it was 42%?
Oh, maybe. I thought it was lower than that.
Oh, 39%. Yeah. Still not terrible.
Not terrible, but as a team, we're over 40%.
But you want to do better than that. Yeah, well, if we had been over 40%, we would have tied the game. Two more threes, we would have tied the game.
You're absolutely right, Burbank. Hank, you know, Paul George going 1-for-7 from beyond the arc. Well, that's the ball game right there, folks. Never mind the fact that Marcus Morris Sr. has not shown up. We're going to go to commercial. But before we do, let's hear from our guy, Kawhi Leonard. Then more ClipCast and what can Ty Lue do to fix this after this.
I mean, they're making shots. You know, they're playing great basketball. Got to give them credit. I mean, you know, some of those, wide open looks is on our part for sure. But, you know, they're making shots. They step into it with confidence. I mean, it's not magic. We got to, come out and play basketball. Like I said, get stops. That's the name of the game right now. They shooting too great in the first two games. And we have to help each other. Too many straight line drive dunks, layups. We got to hang our hat on the defensive end.
I'm telling you, Ty Lue, you need to do something different, pal. It ain't working, my man. It ain't working. We have never clearly owned them at any point. Our biggest lead of the series, to my knowledge, is 4 points. That is not enough. Now, last year we were the 2 seed. They were the 7 seed, and we had double-digit leads multiple times. We won the series. I always get confused with that stupid Nuggets series where we had double-digit leads in the second half.
And
they came back. No, we beat the Mavs handily.
Yeah.
They won in overtime. So, really, they only won one game in 4 quarters last year. But then, this is why I always preach about you need that good regular season seeding. That's why I did not want to be the 4 seed.
And momentum, that's what I said. You don't go in kicking off games. It's the teams with momentum often it's a head game.
It is always the number 1 seed or the number 2 seed that wins a championship. Sometimes it's the number 3 seed, and then literally one time ever in NBA history, it was the 4 seed. It's never been 5. It's never been 7.
Well,
it's
here's
never
the good
been
news.
Once
We're,
it was 6.
We are healthy.
Well, you wouldn't know it. You wouldn't know it because we've got 15 guys that are all healthy and ready to go, except for we only see 9. And I understand you tighten your rotations, but here's what I don't understand. It isn't working. So now it's time to loosen the rotations or tighten different rotations. Ty Lue, you got to do something different. It's going to be brutal.
And by the way, we got beat like this with Finney Smith, who lit us up in game one, only got 3 points.
That's great.
He only got 3 points. So I don't know what we do defensively. I really don't know what we do defensively. But offensively, we got to move the ball. We can't get stuck in ISO. We can't stand still with the ball.
Right.
And yes, maybe it is worth considering mixing up the starting five.
You got to mix up the lineups.
I mean, there's no reason why we can't play other guys. There's no reason why we can't play Kennard or Cousins. Is there? Can you only activate 10 guys per game
in
the playoffs?
Not. Of course not. You can play 15 guys. You got 15 guys. Of course not.
Throwing Terrence Mann in was a shot in the arm to the team energetically and on the scoreboard and on the stat line.
Sure, but sadly, it was too little too late. We never once took the lead.
But
no, I know.
It worked to throw in somebody that hasn't played.
Yes, he brought energy for sure.
We're one loss away from it not mattering what Ty Lue does.
Sure, absolutely.
Which is not
to certainly s- which, two hey, losses away.
It's not to say we couldn't against almost any other team. I would say we could go down 3-1 and then start throwing things at the wall and get hot and beat them. But man, Luka Doncic is no joke.
He really isn't.
He is a big body with tree trunk legs who can drain threes from almost half court with a hand in his face. It's bananas to watch.
I was in the building for the 51-point loss.
Oh, I
was in the building.
Oof.
This team, the Dallas Mavericks, have beaten the Clippers this year 4 out of 5 times. So we really got to go to the tape for that one win and see what the hell we did. We got to do it.
Voodoo?
We got to do voodoo. We got to do black magic. That old black magic that you weave so well. We got to do something. Because what we're doing is not working. And I'm not going to beat the dead horse, although, golly, isn't the Mavericks logo a horse? I'd love to beat that horse dead.
And by the way, Clippers Nation, just on a side note.
Yeah, okay.
As we walked out of the stadium, we saw a bunch of Clippers fans shouting someone out, cheering for him. And then we realized it was Mark Cuban. And there were Clippers fans saying, we're shouting you out, Mark Cuban. We see you, man. Shout out Mark Cuban.
Shout out Shark Tank,
hey, guys.
ABC.
Hey, guys. Let's not shout out the owner of the team that just beat us.
Yeah.
Like, ask for his autograph if you just have to do that, but let's not cheer for him.
Or better yet.
Let's not cheer for him. What's wrong with a Bronx cheer?
Yeah. Hey, rich guy.
Hey, let's talk about Hank's player of the game. That's something positive we can talk about.
Hey, second richest owner of the night. What's that like?
I bet our owner wasn't walking through a chain link fence someone dragged across the pavement to get you through.
That's literally what he did.
That's what he did.
Mark Cuban.
Dragged you up in a chain link fence. Hey, Hank's player of the game is Kawhi Leonard. I don't think there's any doubt about it.
Oh, sure.
Kawhi Leonard and Paul George together scored 69, which we love. But also Paul George looking nice, coming back off a weak first three quarters of last game.
Right.
Like to see him get well. But Kawhi Leonard, I don't know how you could have done much more.
Paul George was great tonight. Paul George literally had 3 baskets right in a row in the first quarter, like bang, bang, bang. At one point, Paul George had all the Clippers points.
Yeah, he started this off. It was like it was something like 7-12 or something,
right.
And he had the 7 points. Hank's player of the game, Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah, I would obviously agree, but I'm going to give a different guy for Hank's player
of
the game.
You don't get to give that. That's
my... Sorry, excuse me. My Henry Dittman player of the game, the HDPOG, is Terrence Mann. Finally, we get a little something special from the bench. Terrence Mann, the spark plug, too little too late, wasn't enough. You know,
too little too late. It was just too late.
It was too little, that's for sure. It didn't work. But golly, it was good to see him out
Terrence
there.
Not Terrence Mann's fault.
Getting some steals, getting some points in limited minutes, finally getting some minutes. So I like Terrence Mann's energy. Obviously, you got to shout out Paul George. He did great, but as a team, we got to figure it out.
28-12.
Marcus Morris Sr., got to get out of your head.
And who
brother.
Knows how many. And Paul George could have triple doubled. He had 6 assists, except that he was making passes and Clippers weren't making throws.
The problem that I saw was we get some steals and then turn the ball over immediately. Like, we get a steal and then Reggie Jackson would throw it into the stands as opposed to the streaking Clipper, Kawhi Leonard. Paul George missed that dunk that. Ooh, that hurt me. And then you and I were looking at Zubats gets a pass. He's right under the basket in the paint.
Oh, multiple times.
Catch the ball, dunk the ball. Nope. Catches the ball, puts it down on the floor.
It's definitely something to watch for with Zubats. It happened multiple times where he would be driving and he'd insist on putting it on the floor. Chris Kamen used to do that.
Yeah, Kamen used to do that.
Get the ball, go up with the ball.
Yeah, you're right there.
Get the ball, go up with the ball. You don't have to bounce it one time where the opposing team can swat it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, you know, go Clippers. We've got a couple of days to think about it and go to Dallas, Texas.
Oh, one of the worst places.
Well, this great football team comes from there. I'll say that much.
Oh, you are a Dallas Cowboys
fan. Cowboys fan, but it doesn't translate.
America's team.
Doesn't translate. I'm not from Dallas, Texas. I just was raised.
Who was your favorite Cowboy football player growing up?
Growing up? Well, always Roger Staubach when I was a young man. Roger Staubach when I was a young man, like a child.
That really dates you.
When I was a child. When I was a child.
I thought you'd say like Troy Aikman or Michael Irvin.
Well, I'm getting there. Then it was Michael Irvin, whose career was cut short
Oh.
because he had It was something like the doctor said if he took one more good hit, he could be crippled. And he basically said, I'm walking away from the game so I can play with my children.
Whoa.
He was like he was on an incredible tear.
You know, I called the doctor and the doctor said, no more monkeys jumping on the bed.
I know
that
song.
That's what he said to me.
Yeah.
But at the time, to be fair, there were 10 little monkeys jumping on the bed and one fell off and
broke
his head.
Don't do this. I'm not going to sit here while you do the whole nursery rhyme. I still have small children. To you, it's in your rear view, and I know you've forgotten what it's like to have small children. I don't want to hear it.
Well, we sat behind a bunch of small children who were really adorably
rooting
for the
Clippers. They were having a great time. They were. They were all dressed in Clippers gear, having the time of their lives.
Had their Clippers masks on.
Probably scarred for life by that loss. By that loss.
They really enjoyed the fact
Emmitt
that...
Emmitt Smith, great Dallas Cowboys.
Emmitt Smith,
Dallas Cowboys
there you go.
Player that guy. I, of course, loved.
I like
but Michael Irvin was my guy.
I really like Neon Deion, Primetime
sure.
Sanders. A lot of nicknames.
Less so Terrell Owens, but I did enjoy his histrionics.
Apparently it's Terrell Owens.
Really?
That's what he told me. He literally... I swear to God, he told me that at a Clippers bowling event.
He did?
I said, Terrell Owens. He goes, it's Terrell. I'm like, really?
All right.
Maybe you're pronouncing it? Is that
possible? Well, your bowling is terrible.
Right.
Terrible.
Oh, man, you turkey. That was three strikes in a row. I really enjoyed
it. Did I ever tell you my greatest sporting moment was that I went to a Christmas event. My wife is an actor, and she's also an event planner.
Right.
And we went to the event planner's Christmas party, and they were having a bowling tournament.
Right.
A bowling tournament within everyone, all the employees and everyone, the husbands and boyfriends and girlfriends, everyone also got to bowl. And I was bowling fine. No one was a great bowler. And I got up for my final ball.
Yeah.
And rolled a strike.
Nice.
Which means you get another ball.
Yeah.
And I rolled a strike.
Watch out.
And I get another ball.
Another one, final frame.
I rolled a strike.
You turkey.
And I won the Amazon gift card, and I tried not to take it. Sure. I said, I really don't think this is right. I really think you should give it to the runner-up who is an employee of the company.
Yeah,
I'm just supposed to be like, are you kidding?
You're just a plus one.
It was the first time in my life that I could think of that I rolled a turkey, but certainly in the final frame to win the night.
That's
pretty
incredible.
Great. And free pizzas. You know, I like that.
The Clippers had a bowling event, and guess who won the best? Like, it was like they had some sort of like strike-off. If you keep bowling strikes. Anyway, guess who won?
You.
Corey Maggette.
Of course he did. Favorite food, according to the Clippers yearbook, baked chicken.
Not grilled.
I've never forgotten that because I found it to be so boring. But at the time, I feel like
not
he was
barbecue.
I feel like he was on the forefront of players getting shredded, not
sure.
just being big bodies,
zero
but getting
body
like
fat.
Zero body
yeah,
fat.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing baked chicken and being like, "All right, buddy."
He really wanted.
Really? That's your favorite food? I know you eat it for your body, but that's your favorite food?
His favorite movie was Gladiator, and he really wanted his nickname to be Maximus, but it didn't catch on.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Oh, I love Corey Maggette.
Y'all ain't ready for Corey Maggette. He goes together with the Clippers like
meatballs
and
spaghetti.
But you know, Corey would be like, oh, I don't want those meatballs. I don't even want the spaghetti.
Oh, he might eat the meatballs, but definitely not the spaghetti.
Oh my God, I don't think he wants either one of those things now. He just wants baked chicken. All right, you
this
turkeys.
Is so much better than talking about this
well,
terrible
I'm not,
loss.
I'm not, and like honestly, we talked about what we need to do. We need to change everything. We need to change literally everything.
There's one thing we don't need to change. Our wonderful listeners, the wonderful
the
Clippers Nation fans.
Oh, thank you so
They're
much.
Great looking toot toot. And I'll tell you, as we walked around the stadium today looking at all the cutouts of the great looking fans.
Yes.
Just a couple of cut-ups looking at cutouts.
Every time.
I was thinking was, what a great family fan base. Toot. Toot
your own horn.
Proud
Clipper
to be a
Nation.
Part of it. Toot it up. We're not done yet.
No, don't hang your head too low. I remember I told you on the last Clipcast that I am the boss of you and that you shouldn't lose your mind after just one loss. Well, we're now 0-2, so I grant you permission to walk around the house cackling and yelling into
like
the
Luka
air.
Doncic.
Like Luka Doncic. Don't you just hate
or a
Luka.
Lady covered in I hope mud.
Hopefully mud with a long shirt. Hopefully something was underneath that long shirt.
Wasn't that long a shirt?
We'll never know. So you may lose your mind and cluck around like a bunch of weirdos. And when you're, if it were to, I'm not even going to say it because we're going to Clipcast Friday night after a W.
After a W.
And we're going to be down 1-2 and here we go. So we'll talk to you again Friday night. All right. So since we're in the Vivid Seat Studios, we can physically sound the horn.
Hey!
tonight.